Okay, Dennis, first if you could just spell your name for me, please.
Dennis, D-E-N-N-I-S. Bogards is B-O-G-A-A-R-D-S.
And you spoke here today to some students at Ellsworth Community College for their PAS conference about ag technology. First of all, just tell me a little bit about what you do.
I'm a farmer from Pella, Iowa. We farm about 1,000 acres of corn and soybeans, also a seed dealer. And so we utilize drones and different technologies on our farm in as many cases as we can, and looking at a lot of these advanced technologies and how they work on the farm.
And with this advanced technologies, talk to me too about what benefits, drones offer for your business.
Sure. As we as we look at drones and the beginning stages of using them, I've been flying for about 3 years. We're using for a lot of imagery, a lot of pictures actually right now, and you can see, you know, things look a whole lot different from the air, and we can pick up problems in the field, whether it be a bug issue or a disease issue, or maybe it's just a mechanical problem, and we can see those things quicker from the air than you can from the ground. In a lot of cases, we can look at the extent of how far it is across the field and those kind of things. It helps out immensely in scouting time. In a lot of cases, what I'll do is pull up to a field and I'll go fly and just take a few pictures of a field and look at it and identify areas in that field where I want to go walk to, whereas I might walk into that field without that image and walk into that field and go, yeah, everything looks good. But when you go up above and you can see the whole field as an entirety, you can identify the areas that are bad and you can walk directly to those rather than trying to find them and search for hours.
When we look about technology, what would you say kind of is the future with all of this for agriculture?
You know, This industry just keeps growing immensely, and I think the future is going to be more and more imagery, utilizing that imagery along with our yield information that we're getting. We're going to layer this type of imagery. I don't see the drone imagery to be the only tool in our toolbox, but I see it being one of the tools in our toolbox as we look at increasing yields and cutting costs and all those kind of things is how we're going to use it.
Do you feel like you could farm today without technology?
Oh, you know, I suppose you could, but I think a lot of the advances in yield and environmental aspects and things like that are coming because of technology, and I think it just makes us better farmers. And so that's why I'm doing it. I'm looking at ways to make myself a better, more efficient farmer. And anything in industry and anything, you know, they're looking how to make themselves better, how to make themselves more efficient, and all those kind of things, and that's what we're looking for.
And you also talked benefits. Talk about some challenges with drones.
Sure. You know, some of the challenges are, commercial licensing. They just came out with some new commercial licensing, and that has eased some of the challenges in drones. Some of the other challenges are insurance, and a lot of the insurance companies are very scared of the drone industry right now. They don't know how to handle it in their insurance and what their liability is in it, and it's difficult to get insurance. I mean, just other challenges of, you know, weather and wind and how, you know, knowing and understanding that as someone that's not a pilot, but has to know what's going on above you, and in that's a challenge that you face every time you go up.
One thing you talked about today was safety. It seems like that was the biggest concern with this.
Yeah, you know, and like I said, you know, we're sharing airspace with aircraft, and you know, there's people in those aircraft. And granted, the aircraft are supposed to stay in transit above 500 feet, and with my drone, I need to stay below 400 feet. So there's a buffer there, but there's times where those can cross, and if we lose control of our drone and those kind of things, if they would go higher than that, we want to make sure that we're not getting into the airspace of where those planes are flying. We're not flying over top of people or events. These things can come down and crash too. It's an electronic, so we want to be as safe as possible with them and not put ourselves in any danger.
Anything else you'd like to add today?
You know, it was just a great event, and it was great to talk to a bunch of young kids that are going to be totally immersed in this technology in the future, because this will become a part of our normal daily farming life, I believe, in the future. So it was great to talk with these kids.
Dennis, thanks for your time today.
Thanks.